All right, for your listeners, hi, this is Martin Willis. I came up with a compromise, and that is I'm going to play the first 25 minutes of each show for free, so you can catch that here. If you want to support the show and catch bonus shows, the full show, and archives, all you have to do is help us out for $2 or more a month. That information's on podcastufo.com. You can also select yearly payments as well. So it's just a one-time charge per year. So all that information's available on the menu bar at podcastufo.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll continue on at 25 minutes per show as it stands now. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Martin Willis, your host, and we have a great one tonight. We have Kevin Randall is going to be on the show. Repeat guest, always great to talk to Kevin. And just before I forget, next week we have Chris Cogswell on. The following Saturday, probably after that, which is the 28th, I will be live at the Cherry Hill, the annual MUFON symposium. And that show is going to be only on YouTube, and it's only going to be for supporters of the show to be able to listen to that as an audio podcast. That'll be posted sometime as a bonus show for that. So if you want to know when that's playing live, the best thing you can do is actually check in on my website on, say, Friday night of the 27th. I'll talk about this again next week. And I want to thank everyone that supports the show. Anyone can do that. That information's on podcastufo.com. Also over there, we have a UFO sightings page. There's some interesting sightings on there. If you want to post a sighting, you can remain anonymous as well. There's a form for that also there. And we'd love to hear about your sighting. I have a special person on the show right now because he's special, because it's his birthday. Alejandro, happy birthday to you, man.
My birthday's not today.
Oh.
You got the wrong information.
I got the wrong Alejandro. No, yeah, I know it's your birthday. You can't hide. You can't hide.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Happy
yes,
birthday.
Yes, it is. So, and yours was recent, right? I missed yours.
Yeah, 10 days ago or something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you can sing happy birthday to me, and then I'll sing it to you at the same time. That would be some great radio.
Just we're going to lose a lot of listeners. That. You
yeah,
realize that, right?
That. But happy birthday right back at you, buddy.
Thanks, yeah.
Which day is yours?
The 7th.
Oh, see, my mom's is on the 9th.
I love being a July baby. It's a great month. Especially in New England, the summers are just so wonderful here, you know. It's the best time of year, and people are still high-spirited from the July 4th, you know, celebration, and, you know, you still have fireworks going off here and there, and, you know, weather's perfect usually. Mosquitoes are kind of lightened up a little bit, all that stuff.
Well, you know why I missed your birthday?
You weren't here last week also. So
yeah,
everyone missed you last week. I got some messages about that.
People cursing me out.
Yeah. So what were you going to say?
I was in Roswell.
Roswell, that's right. Hey, before we talk about anything, I have a very interesting question that someone sent me. I think just an honest, simple question and an email. And I wanted to run it by you and get your feedback on it. And that's... hang on, let me just pull up the email. It's
I think I know what this question is.
Oh, you do already?
Mm-hmm. I gained some psychic abilities.
Wow.
Recently.
You really are something else.
Thank you.
All right. So
wait, let me guess. Can I guess?
Okay, go ahead, guess.
Oh crap. Hit my camera. Is this from Nighttime Podcast?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, So why should we be interested in, why should you care about UFOs? That's the question.
And you want me to answer?
Yeah. Why bother? Why is it something?
I think the answer to me is because it's an unsolved mystery that we have. Certainly many things that are unidentified are eventually identified. Certainly a large amount of what's unidentified are objects that are mundane, you know, top secret stuff, other boring, you know, cosmic sort of things. Although for astronomers and stuff, of course, the cosmic phenomena are very exciting. But there's a percentage of these that are very amazing situations, very extraordinary accounts from very credible people, as, you know, even the Air Force said decades ago, that we can't resolve. You know, I think these cases, like the Nimitz case that the Pentagon has come out and said is so interesting, are very interesting, and they pose a potential, I'm not going to say threat, of course, for the military. They're looking at potential threats, but they pose a potential, well, discovery, science, that things we can discover. And it's entirely possible. I think more and more now that life elsewhere seems to be on the cusp that we'll be discovering, you know, even a microbe or something elsewhere, that it's more and more likely there are other intelligent civilizations out there. And if there's a possibility, you know, that they're here or they're sending probes or something like that, I think that that's also something we need to keep open to and very interesting. So it's an area of study that the doors haven't shut. So just for that alone, you know, that's what exploration and science is all about, is researching mysteries and phenomena that we can't explain to look for answers.
I think that is an excellent answer, and I agree with all of that. And, you know, basically, if it's possible that UFOs or a UFO or even a single UFO could be a visitor from another, say, another planet, another whatever, wherever they're from, you know, that would be one of the biggest discoveries of all time. So I think, you know, I think it's really important that it's a question looked into. And it may be, you know, as Jacques Vallée has said, you know, maybe something entirely different, you know, that we have no idea, have never even thought of before. But whatever it is, it's still fascinating because of the lack of answers, basically, mm-hmm. of what they are.
So. It's also fascinating, and I guess, how do I say this? You know, it's hard to say anything without upsetting people, but that, you know, there's also the social aspect, which I think is fascinating, how we react to the idea of ETs or extraterrestrials. And one of my one of my talks is about religion, and that's a major thing. It's how does religion change? How do we react to that? What future religions are getting created because of this idea of extraterrestrials? But also, you know, recently in Roswell, I did a talk on Spielberg. So, like, you know, how it influenced entertainment, which I think is fascinating. Mm. And then also just how we digest and create our worldviews. And I think that, you know, being in this field and seeing what people believe, why, gave us a little bit of insight, more a preview to the current world situation, at least in the United States. And so, yeah, it's this microcosm, and it brings up, you know, even important social issues in just how we think and operate as a species or a community.
I think the Catholic religion, you know, from some of the things the Pope has said, they're kind of geared to let it happen, you know, the discovery of it happen.
Yeah, I have a whole lecture about it, but it's exciting. And the reason that they speak so much about it is because SETI scientists, Paul Davids, especially one of the SETI scientists, but others kind of go after the Catholic religion because they say their theology does not accept, you know, people from other worlds. And it's true that, you know, the Jesuits who are in charge of kind of the philosophy and everything have tackled the issue to try to make it fit. But they all kind of generally feel, well, if God made things here, he can make things elsewhere. And so these little tenets and different things that, you know, that kind of come at odds with the possibility they've attacked. But so it's been kind of a defensive posture, but they've taken a very proactive approach in saying that, hey, we are going to adopt science. We're going to try to understand all of this, and we are going to understand how it works in our worldview. And they've done that, I think, pretty successfully. So that's why they've in particular been so vocal about even, you know, the book by one of the Jesuit priests in charge of the astronomy for the Vatican, wrote the book of baptizing an ET.
Yeah.
And there's been other papers out by them.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Catholic Church has been wrong when it comes to science and have paid the price. You know, for instance, you know, the Earth being the center of the universe and the sun going mm-hmm. around it, and, you know, things had to change. And, you know, there was a lot of mistakes made because of them standing by their beliefs and thoughts. And so I think it's they're coming, like you say, coming of age and realizing, you know, perhaps not to keep doing it, that closed-minded thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could talk like a whole show about this, but
oh yeah.
But the anything new in the UFO world?
Well, I guess.
Or you want to talk about Roswell?
I think it's new. Yeah, with Roswell, one thing. First of all, your guest tonight, Kevin, always miss him being out there because I think he's an important voice when it comes to Roswell research, one of the most important. And I think, you know, his recent book about Roswell in the 20th century gives a lot of for people to think about, that people need to think about when it comes to this case. So he was missed, but hopefully he'll be there again in the future. Of course, he's been there in the past. But you know who will greatly missed in coming Roswell events.
Let me guess. Stan Wait a minute. Friedman. I'm psychic.
Oh, okay.
Initials SF.
That's right.
Got it. Wow. Amazing.
You're amazing. So, yes, Mr. Stanton Friedman, SF. And that, I think that's big news in that, you know, I just posted a video interview today that I did with him thanks to these guys here. Andreas Hohl and Vader Video. There's his business card. Cool guy who was there to do some filming. We've worked with him in the past. But so we filmed an interview with Stanton, and I'm surprised there weren't more because this is it. Stanton is retiring this year, and he will not be going back to Roswell again. He said that was his last annual Roswell pilgrimage. And so it's kind of a sad moment. It's a change. It's an end of an era, you know, for those of us in the UFO field. And in fact, this is something great to talk to Kevin about. I'm really interested to hear what he would say because I think, you know, what his perspectives are in that Stanton is kind of the guy who brought this whole situation to everyone's attention. And when I first got into this field for many years, he was the guy. He was the capital T-H-E face of ufology. You know, all of these people who you see on TV shows now, Nick Pope, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Richard Dolan, Mark D'Antonio, or some of our other friends, David Hatcher Childress. Stanton was there before that. You know, he was the guy on all the shows talking about the science and credibility when it came to UFOs. And now to see him retiring, it's an end of an era. And I was very honored to be there with him and to get that interview. So I think that's pretty big UFO news.
And what about the mayor?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we talk about this in the interview. The mayor declared July 6th the Stanton Friedman Day in Roswell. So that's really cool. But he's had another day declared Stanton Friedman Day back in his hometown in Canada. I think it's New Brunswick. You'll have to watch the interview. We've got it on the Open Minds production YouTube page. People can watch it there. And if you heard my podcast, you actually heard the audio from that interview. But if you want to see the video,
I did listen to the podcast. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the second, you know, Stanton Friedman Day that's been declared for him. So one day it'll probably be official national day. But
excellent.
For now, a couple towns in one in Canada and one in Roswell, New Mexico. So it already is a bit international.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, we ran a little bit long.
Okay.
So we'll catch you up next week to whatever is going on in the UFO world. Thanks a lot, Alejandro, and have a great birthday.
Great. Yeah, thank you very much. I do want to say, if you're going to be in Comic-Con, I'll be speaking for National Geographic about the Mars TV show at Comic-Con. And I'm going to sneak in a little UFO alien stuff. They don't know this, but...
Is that in LA or Las Vegas?
San Diego.
Huh? San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah, have a great time. That sounds like a blast.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. All right, I'll catch you next week.
Later. Yep.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. So our guest, a repeat guest, Kevin Randall, he is definitely a prominent ufologist, and you can find all kinds of information about him. He even has a Wikipedia page. So he has over 80 books to his credit, and we're going to be touching on, as we did last time, Encounter in the Desert. I may have said that wrong. That's about the Socorro case. We're going to talk about that, and probably mostly in the second hour. And it's always a great pleasure to have Kevin on. He's a no-nonsense type of guy. And I do have to say, a lot of times when I'm trying to figure out if a story has merit or not, I end up on somehow I always end up on Kevin's blog, and I find out some great information there. So, Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, but I do need to correct you on one point.
Certainly. I said your book wrong. Yeah.
The Wikipedia page, which says 80 books, is way out of date. It's like 125. So.
Okay. I can go in there and change that for you. I'll just change it to like 500 or something, just so you don't have to worry about it again.
I never have input anything to Wikipedia or anything like that. I don't know who created the page originally or how it came to be, but I certainly applaud them for doing it for me.
Yeah, you can't create your own page, I've heard. So, but I don't know if you can correct your own page. You should be able to correct your own page.
I don't know. I haven't tried. I've mentioned it to other people, and some things when I've mentioned it, it have appeared on the page. So I don't know how all that works.
Hey, Kevin, last time you were on was last November, and we talked about your book mostly, and again, we'll touch on that. But I wanted to start out, we haven't talked, but I believe we had a couple emails going back and forth about, you know, the Pentagon, you know, when the when December 16th, when the article came out, how a lot of things seemed to change in that moment. And I don't believe you and I have ever talked about that. So I want to get your take on that whole situation and how you think it's affected ufology.
It was interesting. It got national attention, and it got legitimate national attention. I mean, it wasn't something that they were ridiculing and making fun of with the first announcements. And I thought that was a positive step for ufology, because it shows it in a light that suggested as something more than a pseudoscience. So we're looking at it in a different perspective that way. But since that time, there has been little in the national media about that. I know that in the various UFO forums, it's still talked about. And I know that some of the skeptical community has gone after the witnesses and the way it was presented, and it really isn't that extraordinary and that sort of thing. But I think that the original take on it, where it showed ufology or presented a UFO sighting in a legitimate light, was something that was positive for all of ufology. And I think that's a goal of a lot of us who are working inside the UFO community, is to move it away from the fringe elements into something that is more scientific and something that can be looked at as a real science, as opposed to where we kind of are now. And I think that was an important step to take when the national media, the legitimate media, looked at it as something positive.
Yeah, I agree. And to your point, I have spoken to both Ralph Blumenthal, who was one of the authors on that, and Leslie Kane, both periodically, every couple months or something, we'd have an email exchange. And basically, it sounds like there's still something out there that they're going to release, but no details.
That was the thing. The original release was very interesting, and you're now kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for something else to come about, and it's like, well, we might have said too much too soon, and we're doing some investigation, and we're looking at some other stuff. And I think part of the problem is everybody focused on the funding and the Pentagon study, and we're worried about Bob Bigelow's role in that, and
Harry Reid.
I wanted to say Robert Reid, but I knew that wasn't right. Harry Reid's involvement in getting the funding to the Pentagon. And interestingly, if you go back to the Condon Committee, is one of the reasons they wanted the Air Force wanted to get rid of the study of UFOs is they said in the next 20 years it's going to cost us $20 million. that would have been a bargain now compared to where we are. But that's the thing. All of that was very interesting, and it was covered in a way that you could see, well, is the Pentagon wasting money on this sort of thing? Who's financing this? How is all of this going on? And they took it into a direction of suggesting some kind of pork barrel funding for Bigelow and his space explorations. But we've now moved beyond that. We've had quite a few months pass, and we really haven't gotten more information about it. And I would like to see some additional work. Looking at the Mantell case, and I bring that up because we now have access to everything. Back when Ruppelt wrote about it in his book, Ed Ruppelt wrote about it, and others wrote about it, there was things that we were missing. We didn't see, we couldn't get to because it was classified. It was buried in Blue Book. It was hidden away here or there. And at this point, we now have all that information, and it tells us where we need to go. And with this new information, we're still in the process of trying to get all that additional information that'll help us formulate some sort of a rational opinion about it.
Right. Hey, Kevin, it's sorry to cut you there, but we have to go to a break. It's time for our break. And so we're on the show right now with Kevin Randall, and you're listening to Podcast UFO on KGRA Radio, and we'll be right back. So we just have to keep that thought, Kevin, and go back to it when we start on the radio. Another thing I think is I'm going to get the chance to meet Luis Elizondo next weekend. I hope I get him to talk, and I just don't know if he'll talk off air. Of course, if he talks off air, then he probably won't want me to repeat things that he says, but hopefully I'll be able to understand what's going on with the amount of videos, because there was, I actually heard George Knapp say originally that there were 12 videos, but I haven't heard that repeated yet.
Well, the interesting thing, when you talk to somebody off the air or off the record, they will tell you things, and it gives you an idea of where you need to search for something else, so you can look for another avenue to get to that information, and you're not violating the confidence, but you're able to find something that you might not have found had you not had that inside information or that additional information. So, it's all good. You've got to listen to what everybody says and see where you need to go.
Right, right. There being... as I mentioned, Ralph Blumenthal and Leslie Kane and Luis Elizondo, they're kind of being controlled, well, at least Luis is, by the To the Stars Academy publicist, is being very, very careful. Coast to Coast is okay, but don't go on any other show. I think there's been 160, shows on news shows about the situation, and a lot of them did have Luis on it. So, but they're being very careful about whatever they do. Leslie Kane has been on my show many times. She won't come back right now. So,
I think you've got to look at that. And in the past, we've kind of gotten into trouble with people who are talking about some of this stuff, and they want to be careful what they say, and they're looking at the information as proprietary. They don't want to share it.
Yeah. Welcome back to Podcast UFO on KGRA Radio. My guest is Kevin Randall, and always fun to have on the show. And Kevin, I don't know if you remember the sentence you left off on, approximately.
No,